It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's Outdoor Show here on KETR. I want you to know how happy I am to bring it to you each week. We try to keep things diversified and talk about all topics, all aspects of the outdoor life that we all love so much. And today I'm going to tell you about a rabbit hunt with thermal imaging, a night scope. I think you'll enjoy hearing about a hunt that we did earlier this week. I will say that shout out there to all the folks in the Lions Club up in the Greenville area. I'm going to be visiting with all of you next week, and I really look forward to coming out there. You know, many years ago, folks would invite me to come and talk. And in early days, I remember I was somewhat intimidated, to be honest with you. I'd think, well, you know, how am I going to be up there talking for 30 or 45 minutes and keep everybody interested? But I learned a long time ago that folks, where I could be of value to different outdoor-type people, is sharing information and things that I know about and things I've learned as an outdoor writer all these years. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing this coming week up in Greenville there at the Lions Club meeting. It's just visiting with all the guys and, you know, put it out there. Say I'm going to invite them to ask me any questions or, you know, contacts if they might be thinking about going up in Saskatchewan on a fishing trip or, you know, methods I use to hunt hogs right here at home or catch stripers at Lake Texoma, you know, just our contacts, information that people that I could hook them up with that help make their outdoor life a little more interesting and fun. That's what I'm going to do. And I have a feeling that that there'll be a lot of people that might have questions, you know, topics as diversified as hunting wild hogs with air guns and all kind of things, but I really look forward to these visits with folks one-on-one, and a long time ago, I quit trying to make a, quote, talk out of it. I always like to just maybe tell a story or two about how I got started as an outdoor writer or how I eventually wound up in radio about 12 years ago, and then kind of open it up, just make a question and answer thing, and usually if it's a 45-minute visit that I have, or a talk, if you will, I wind up wishing it was three times that long so we could cover all the topics. You know, earlier this week, a lot of you get a kick out of this, but I had, you know, we've heard of deer camps. I had a rabbit camp early this week. A buddy of mine, Daryl Margraf, has got a lease, a hunting lease up near Grayford, not too far from Possum Kingdom Lake. And this thing is covered up with rabbits. I've never seen so many cottontail rabbits in my life. But it's a challenge. There's a lot of broom weed. And, you know, a rabbit at standing might be, what, 7 inches tall, 6 inches? Well, a broom weed is about 18 inches to 2 foot tall. So there's a lot of broom weed for these rabbits to hide in up there. But we had a group together. Terry Tate was with us. We had Matt was there, ex-Army Ranger, great guy. Matt was with us. He's a lifelong friend of Daryl Margraf's. And just, you know, we just actually got there, and I had some fajitas, some Axis steak fajitas that had been marinating that Terry Tate gave me there about a week ago. So I had those all marinated in fajita seasoning and some squeezed some lime juice in there with them. And after our hunt, we come in. We actually got in about from our hunt, I think about 9 o'clock, something like that. But here's the interesting aspect of this rabbit hunt. Way different than any way I've ever hunted them. Daryl Margraf is an expert in thermal, hunting with thermal imaging. And basically, if you're not familiar with it, there's spotters, you know, like a monocular that you can hold up, a thermal spotter, and it'll pick up a heat signature of anything out there. So on a cold, you know, winter's evening, if there's rabbits out there, we would get in his ATV and have a shooter in the back and a spotter. Matthew Yates, the Army Ranger I'd mentioned, he was our spotter. So he would stand up and the shooter would stand up, whoever was doing the shooting. And we were actually using 22 caliber air rifles instead of 22 rifles, you know, center fire or rim fire. So we would drive around. Daryl did all the driving. He knows the ranch really well. And Matthew would use the spotter, and it would pick up the heat signature of any animal out there. Well, the rabbits were pretty easy for him to spot. So then the way we actually shot the rabbits, Daryl would stop the ATV. And this is a lot of fun, folks. I'd recommend it for anybody. But Daryl would stop the ATV. And I was the retriever for a lot of this. I was the one, when the rabbit was down, I had another air rifle, and I'd sometimes go and finish the rabbit off, but I would go and get the rabbit after it was shot. So Matthew would first find the rabbit and then signal the shooter to where it was. And then the shooter had whoever's doing the shooting, that rifle was equipped with a red light. So that was a little bit of a challenge, you know, for the shooter to identify the rabbit, find the rabbit in his scope, just shooting with a regular night, day scope, you know, conventional scope. So he would, you know, I would listen when I was doing the retrieving. I was riding down in the ATV on the seat there, and I'd hear him say, well, to your left, to your right, and then he would, by spotting the heat signature of that rabbit, Matthew would walk him in with the shooter in on it, to the left, to the right, up or down, until that red light beam hit the rabbit. And most of these shots were, oh, you know, not very far, 25 yards, maybe 30, something like that, or closer. But it very good. We got 9 rabbits, and we weren't just shooting rabbits to be shooting rabbits. There's a method to this hunt. Well, 9 rabbits is a lot of rabbit meat, but Daryl and I are both outdoor cooks. We love to cook. So we divided these rabbits up, and he's going to cook some, and we're going to use the same recipe. And I'll get into the rabbit recipe here in a minute with you. But we drove around, and you know, that's a lot of fun. So what we're planning on doing is refining this a little bit. Daryl's got plans to actually have a high rack mounted on his ATV. He knows a guy that builds them, and he's gonna weld up with a couple of seats up there, which would make it so much easier to shoot from. The shooters were standing, you know, on this hunt rather than sitting down. But just picture that, the rack up there with a couple of seats, and then somebody driving really slow. So one of these guys up top can use the spotter, which is a thermal imaging, like a monocular, and spot the rabbits, and then the other one can do the shooting. Now, Daryl, being the night hunting guru that he is, he's making plans to take this to the next level, folks. We were talking. I said, Daryl, this is just awesome, you know, using the red light. He said, yeah, it was very productive, but it was a challenge. He said, how about if we mount one of the leaser expensive thermal imaging scopes on a .22 rimfire? How about if we do that and then zero that rimfire at, say, 30 yards to shoot dead on? That would be awesome, and I think that's in the plans. Daryl's already making plans to build this high rack where two guys could actually sit instead of stand up. It's a little unhandy standing, but he's making plans to rig up a .22 rifle with one of the low end, as far as cost goes, thermal scopes. And I've had limited experience with thermal, but he assures me that this will be out to, you know, the yardages that we would shoot these rabbits, you know, 40 yards I would think would be a long shot at night. But the thermal imaging scope would pull that rabbit up really clear to make a good headshot or whatever. So right now we have back to the forward to the cooking part. We have we halved our rabbits up, so that's about 4.5 rabbits apiece, you know, and we cleaned them up. Their rabbit is much easier to clean than a squirrel, but washed the meat up really good, quartered them up where there's, you know, two back legs and two front legs, and then we made like 3 pieces out of the loin, trimmed the ribs off. There's not really any meat on a rabbit ribs, you know. The plan is to have one of my old recipes that I've used for years, smothered rabbit. And I'll tell you what, folks, this stuff is awesome. Now, when I grew up, I'd eat smothered rabbit. My mother would make it bone in. But what I do is take buttermilk and Louisiana hot sauce and marinate the rabbit pieces that are really cleaned up good. Marinate them overnight, 24 hours, whatever. Let them spend some time in that hot sauce and buttermilk, dust them with flour, and brown them. Now, I do it a little bit differently than my folks did when I was growing up. Once your rabbit pieces are browned, put a lid on that old cast iron skillet and cut the fire down really low and let them cook maybe 20, 25 minutes. Now, this is a little different than some people might think of a way to smother rabbit or any other meat. Take those pieces out, drain most of the cooking oil, leave those little crumbs that's in the skillet and then take a really sharp serrated, small, short-bladed knife and remove the meat from the bones. Real easy to do. You don't have to do this, but you know, if there's kids going to be eating it or whatever, it's just easier to eat it with boneless rabbit, you know. Bone out those legs and bone the loins out and put that meat, that boned out, you know, meat back in the skillet. You'll have leave a little cooking oil in there or, you know, whatever you use, olive oil to cook them with. And then take about a half of a medium onion chopped up really fine. Throw that onion in there on the rabbit. Bring your heat back up and stir it all around till the onion is translucent. Now, so this is boned out rabbit meat, and it's going to be quite a bit of meat, you know. Take a big can of cream of mushroom soup, put it in there, and put about 2 cans of water with it. You know, you've got your heat going. Your rabbit meat is already warm, but it's getting hotter again. Bring it all up to a simmer, you know, where it's just barely bubbling, and put a lid on it. Now, you want to cook it covered for probably about 40, 45 minutes, but you want to check it periodically. Check it about every 15 minutes. And the way I do it, rather than a spoon, take a metal spatula that you can scrape the bottom of that skillet, you know, from the inside, of course. Reach down there and just turn that mixture over with that spatula. That way, if there's any sticking going on, those crumbs on the bottom of the skillet there, you know, you can move it all around and it won't burn or won't scorch on you. So after about 45 minutes, you're going to need to add a little black pepper and salt to season it to taste. But this requires quite a bit of black pepper to bring it up to the flavor that I like. Put your black pepper on there and then if you can serve the rice with it, you can cook rice in it for about 20 minutes, or you can cook the rice on the outside and then just add it to it. Folks, we are out of time. I enjoyed sharing this with you. Make sure and tune in tomorrow, and remember that this show and all our shows are archived at ketr.org. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.